Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. Take control of meeting. Tell a story. Remember, you are the prize. Don't be needy. Show your offer, then take it away from them. Best ever listeners, before we get into today's episode and the interview with our best ever guest, I want to mention Fund That Flip, because Fund That Flip is an online lender that gives you fast, convenient access to really affordable money that you need for your flip project. So if you're doing residential flips, then the main thing I imagine that you're focused on, or the main two things, are the deal and the money. So if you've got the deal pipeline, but you need access to cash and you want to build a reputation within a group that will continue to invest their dollars into your deals, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. The founder of Fund That Flip is Matt Rodak, and he's actually one of my very first guests on the show. It's episode number 7. So if you have a chance, go check that out too. Familiarize yourself with Matt and what he's all about. But when you're needing money and you want an online lender that provides fast, convenient access to affordable capital for your flipping projects, then Fund That Flip's the way to go. Their team has over 200 deals under their belt, and you can actually, this is crazy, you can actually be approved immediately within 30 seconds once you put in your information. So go to fundthatflip.com/best ever and get some money for your flipping projects. Best ever listeners, how's it going? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless, and today we've got Follow Along Friday. And I just got done reading the most fascinating book. I don't say that lightly. This is a book that I immediately started implementing some of the advice once I got like through chapter 3. And I just kept on taking notes and implementing more and more of the advice. And I ended up getting new business from it with new clients and also new podcast sponsors by implementing some of this advice. And what I've realized is that the approach that this author takes, the thing that makes it stand out is that it's, quite frankly, it's counterintuitive. It's counterintuitive to what we typically believe and how we're usually taught.
And the author is just a very interesting and unapologetic whenever it comes to the advice that he gives. And his name is Oren Claff, and the book that I'm referring to is Pitch Anything. That's P-I-T-C-H, anything. This book is recommended to me by a client of mine, and the client, we were on a call, and my client's in the process of creating a pitch book to reach out to investors to raise money and buy apartment communities together. And he came across this book, he's been reading, and he's like, Joe, you got to check this book out. And he was very adamant about it. And I was like, all right, I'll check it out. My gosh, thank God I checked this book out. I've written a summary of top five takeaways in the show notes for this episode. And I encourage you to look through this, and you can go to the page. Just just click on Joe Fairless and or Google Joe Fairless, Oren Claff, O-R-E-N-K-L-A-F-F, and I'm sure we'll come up. And I'm actually going to have Oren on the show. I've reached out to him after I got done reading. Actually, I didn't even finish reading. I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to bring Oren on the show, even though I hadn't finished his book, because I've already implemented some of his advice, and again, I've gotten new business from it. And they responded to me, and I'm going to be interviewing him soon, and that interview you can expect to listen to in the next month or two. And what we're going to do with the interview is I'm going to have him pitch something so he can go through the entire approach so that we can hear firsthand how he pitches. But what I was mentioning before is I have the show notes on this page, and you can go through, and what I've done is I've listed the top five takeaways from the book. And there are many, 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 many takeaways, but I've just listed five that I got from it because I think they're going to be very valuable for you. And if I had to summarize this book in 25 words or less, here's what I would say. Take control of meeting, tell a story, remember you are the prize, don't be needy, show your offer, then take it away from them. Okay, and those are actually 24 words if you count don't as one word. There's way too much in this book to go over in detail on the podcast. That's why you must buy this book. You have to. You have to buy this book if you sell anything. If you're a real estate entrepreneur, then you need this book because you're selling something. If you're just an entrepreneur and you're checking out the show for entrepreneurial advice, then you've got to buy this book and you got to read it. You got to soak it up. And I say this even though I was listening to an interview that Oren was doing, and he dissed my man Tony Robbins, because one of the things he talks about is Oren says you don't want to focus on establishing rapport. Instead, establish local star power. And that's one of the five takeaways that I want to mention to you. So we'll say that's number one. Don't establish rapport, establish local star power. And what he means by that is that so often we get into a meeting and we start doing the small talk, and we're doing it to probably make ourselves more comfortable and to try and establish some common things with the people in the room or on a phone call, either way. Well, what is that ultimately doing? What Oren says is that's ultimately what we're trying to do is we're trying to see who's got, we're trying to fill them out, but ultimately we're trying to see who's going to play what role. Are they going to be the alpha, or are they going to be the beta? Are they going to be someone who is going to receive the information, or are they going to be the one driving the conversation? And he says, instead of establishing or attempting to establish rapport, establish local star power, where you're the one who is the local expert about a particular topic, and you're able to tell a story about that topic, which gets into another one of the points I'll mention in a second, but tell a story about the topic, and you have the unquestioned authority about that topic, because ultimately you're in that meeting to solve a problem. That's what we do in business. We solve problems, and we create a lot of value by solving those problems, and then we make money as a result of that. So he says he's never won business by establishing rapport, but rather he goes in and he establishes local star power. And you've got to read the book to have a good understanding of exactly what that local star power is in detail, but I gave you a good overview. All right, here's another. You are the prize. This is one of the main takeaways. I know I said these are the top five, but I would say if there's any takeaway that is most important for me, at least, this is it. And it's, you are the prize. Money is a commodity. It doesn't do anything unless it goes to work investing in something. Therefore, if we have something of value, then we're the prize because we created something. We created the opportunity. We created the product. We created the service. And we should be the ones approaching it as though their money is a commodity and what we have is something that is truly special because it is. So we need to act accordingly. And he goes into how to act and how to approach things. Number three, you and I both have what he calls a crocodile brain. So I won't get into the science behind it because I just don't want to, but it's written in the book. But basically, we think very simply. We think when we see something, should we eat it? Should we run away from it? Or should we mate with it? And when you're pitching, the pitch, according to Owen, goes to that level of the brain or that filter of the brain first. And if we're going to be successful, then the key is to establish attention and keep that attention over the 20 minutes of the conversation. So it needs to be, in order to do that, it needs to be new, novel, and intriguing. And we've got to tease the solution to the problem, but wait to give the solution till later. Because if we give the solution up front, then problem solved, end of meeting, attention span is now turned off. So tease the solution and then tell a story and don't focus on the analytics. It's important to have the analytics addressed in documents and to address them briefly during the conversation. But the focus on the, at least the pitch conversation should be on a story and not diving into the numbers. And then you can always dive into the numbers later. And he says when pitching, this would be number four. He says when pitching, remember to be strong. And strong is an acronym. And it stands for, the S stands for set the frame. So when we, let me tell you all of them, then I'll go through each. So S stands for set the frame, T, tell the story, R, reveal the intrigue, O, offer the prize, N, nail the hook point, and G, get the deal. All right. S, set the frame. That goes back to the alpha positioning. First and foremost, you've got to establish yourself as the local star. Because he talks about how there are others who have star power, but they are movie stars, or they are, you know, the president, political people. Whereas most people, they don't have star power. So we've got to establish local star power so people listen to us and look at us as the experts in that particular area. So set the frame first, and he goes into, you know, how to set the frame. Next, tell the story. So it's important to have a personally intriguing story where there's tension involved and you're at the center of the story. So you've got to go in prepared to the conversation. So tell a story. Reveal the intrigue. This is where you tease out the solution and you tease out why it's important to act at this point in time based on the market forces at hand and the market changes and trends at hand. And he talks about the different changes and trends. Offer the prize. So here's where you offer up your prize and you mention exactly what your solution is and then nail the hook point and get the deal kind of fall in line with the same thing where you, once you offer the prize, then you start slowly taking it away. And it could be something along the lines of, well, I'd love to work with you. I want to make sure that we would be good partners, business partners. So can you give me an example or a couple examples of how you've successfully worked with other sponsors or other clients or other businesses like mine in the past where it's worked out really well. And basically, you're having them qualify themselves to you and you're flipping the script on them. And again, I've used these approaches within the last 5 days, and it has generated business for me from both sponsorships for podcasts and then also for new clients and investors. So this is something that you need to write down. I'm not just saying it because I love the color of the book. This is really good information that the author gives. And, you know, I read a book a month. Last month I read a book, the Zillow book. And this month, you know, I'm so fortunate to have read this. And I read a scuba diving book too, but I had to because I got certified this past weekend. But this book is just phenomenal. And then lastly, the number five is immediately establish frame control by using light humor and defiance. So immediately establish or secure frame control by using light humor and defiance. You might think, well, what the heck is frame control? Well, frame control is basically, think of a picture frame. And there's no picture, it's just a frame, empty frame. And you're holding it up with both hands and you're moving it around the room. Well, what you see inside of that frame is your perspective. Essentially, what your goal is immediately when you enter into the meeting or the phone call, the conference call, you want other people to look through your perspective or your frame. So you want to control your frame and have others look through the view that you're looking at. And how you do that, if you're walking into a meeting with some power players and you're pitching to them a product, a service, or whatever, and they're the ones with the money, and maybe you're dealing with the president of the company, and she isn't paying any attention to what you're saying. Well, you do that by using light humor, so and defiance. So you're kind of toying with them. You're kind of playing with them. One example that Oren mentioned in the book, Pitch Anything, is he was in a meeting and the gentleman who was the president of the company was flipping through the book after Oren said, let's look at the books towards the end of the meeting and I'll let you know. And the president started flipping through and there's a whole room full of his subordinates. And Oren went over and grabbed the book from him playfully and it's like, no, not right now. I'll let you know when it's time to look at the book. And smirked at him playfully, but he was showing some defiance as well and attempting to and successfully establishing the frame control so that he would control the meeting and they knew that he was running the show, not the head honcho in that scenario. And it takes the head honchos or honchoettes off guard whenever that happens because they're not used to that. But it's important to hone that craft. I mean, you can't go in and start implementing these skills in meetings. You've got to practice them before implementing them in meetings. Otherwise, you might be a little rough with your playful defiance and you might step over the line and get booted out of the meeting. And that's what's also intriguing about this is we border on the line of getting booted out of meetings and being incredibly successful. And anytime you're on that line, I think that we're at the bleeding edge of success, where we're really at the point where we need to be soaking up the knowledge, because anytime you're that close to going on the other end of things, then that usually means you're at the tip of whatever, you know, the pinnacle of whatever you're trying to achieve is. And then once that pinnacle is established or reached, then you go on the, you know, you go on the flip side and you start tumbling down. So I think it's important, I know it's important to learn these tactics and learn these approaches because they're, again, this will help you make more money. The whole purpose of the show is to help you make more money, do good things, do what you love, and have success in real estate investing. And this definitely will. So check out, I've got the whole summary of the five things. Again, really quick, don't establish rapport, establish local star power. You are the prize, number two. Number three, You and I both have crocodile brains, so we need to act accordingly. Number four, when pitching, remember the acronym STRONG. And number five, immediately secure and establish frame control by using light humor and defiance. There's so many takeaways from this book. You've got to go check it out. I've got a link to the book on this page. And then you can also look through all the five takeaways, as well as I have some bonus takeaways that I didn't mention. We didn't have time to discuss on the show, and they're in the show notes page. So hope you're having a wonderful week, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And I will talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
If you need money for your flipping project, then go to fundthatflip.com/best ever. You'll know within 30 seconds if you're approved or not to get money for your residential flip. Go to fundthatflip.com/best ever.